Good morning, this is John Thomas. I'm the author of two books on weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, but that's out of publication. All the copies have been sold. I'm not writing anymore. Instead, I did an ebook just available online. It's How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So let's go and understand the problem. If you're listening to this, you think you weigh too much and you're unhappy. You really want to weigh less, but you've tried everything. You've been to diets, you've been on eating programs, you've gone high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat, and your weight may have gone down a few pounds or 10 or even 20, but you gained it back. So the question is, how did you get yourself in this mess to begin with? So let's analyze that, because if you want to solve your problem, then you have to understand how you got in there so we can eliminate the problem. So here's the point. You made yourself fat or overweight on purpose. You didn't want to, but you kept putting food in your mouth and it made you feel good. You didn't want the food in your system because that would make you fat or overweight, but you needed it in your mouth. Now, let's analyze eating. The food is just in your mouth for a very short period of time, seconds, maybe a minute tops. So why would you keep putting food in your mouth if you know that it's going to make you overweight or fat and unhappy and your clothes won't fit? That's the fundamental issue. And in order to deal with it, which we will, and I will explain how to do this and how you can weigh less permanently, first you have to deal with the fact that you made yourself overweight or fat on purpose. You knew you were getting fat, so okay, why'd you put all that food in your mouth? Because it made you feel better for a short period of time. The food in your mouth is the only sensation there is from food. And it goes in your system, and you know you're going to be too fat or overweight. So you have to focus on why you did it to begin with. It was not an accident. You knew exactly what you were doing. But you need to put food in your mouth in excess of the nourishment required for your system is what made you overweight or fat. That's really the simple issue, and you know it. So you've read guidelines, you've been on diets, you've done everything, and nothing seems to work. Of course, it's not going to work, because your need to put food in your mouth is an emotional need. It's how it makes you feel. If you don't think that's correct, put some food in your mouth and see how it makes you feel. Oh, I just can't resist chocolate. I just can't do that. I need fat. I need fried chicken. I need apple pie. Whatever it is. But knowing that you did this on purpose is the key to eliminating the problem. So this is an emotional need because it makes you feel a certain way. You feel down, put some chocolate in your mouth. And eating is very simple. You put food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, you swallow it, bang, it's gone. So if you want that feeling some more, in addition, you've got to put more food in your mouth. And one of the reasons, the fundamental reason that diets almost never work, when I say almost never work, it doesn't work in about 95% of the people who go on diets, is simply because all diets are based on emotional deprivation. Diets stop you from putting food in your mouth that you regard essential, that make you feel good. After all, when you get down or you get frustrated or you get nervous, you don't read a book, you don't take a shower, you don't go for a walk, you put food in your mouth. So putting food in your mouth is your fundamental answer to all issues involving depression, anxiety, fear, concern, unhappiness. Food in your mouth makes it go away. for a little while, but then it comes back, and you need to keep doing it. So in order to deal with this, which we will, first we have to focus, and you have to accept the fact that you put food in your mouth for emotional reasons. If you're overweight, you certainly didn't need the food for nourishment, or to keep your system going, or your body going, or to do anything. It was food in your mouth. So in order to permanently eliminate your overweight condition, or your fat condition, or whatever you want to call it, you first have to eliminate the emotional need to keep putting food in your mouth, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Stick with me, and I'll show you how to do it.